You are listening to the only Catholic radio station here in the Diocese of Portsmouth. This is Radio Immaculata, bringing forth Christ through Mary.
Ave Maria, I am Father Pio, speaking on Radio Immaculata from the Diocese of Portsmouth, UK. This program is dedicated to promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lord revealed to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque that it was his ardent desire that this devotion be established in the world as a means of drawing men from the path of perdition into which Satan was hurrying them in great numbers. Also at Fatima, the Blessed Virgin showed the three shepherds a vision of hell and of the countless souls who fall therein. She affirmed that God wishes to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart as a means of saving souls from hell. By consecrating souls and families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the reign of Satan and sin will be destroyed forever, and the blessed reign of the two hearts of Jesus and Mary will be established in all hearts, in all families, and in human society. Ave Maria, good evening and welcome once again to this program dedicated to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the previous episodes, I spoke about some important dispositions that we should have in order to help us nurture an ardent devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and also to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Today, I will be speaking about another important disposition, and this disposition is that of interior recollection. But first of all, let's recollect ourselves and pray together with this song, O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, and ask the Sacred Heart to fill us with His love. So for this, our reflection today, I will be taking, my reflections will be taken from the book of Father John Croiset, the Jesuit priest. The title of the book is Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Father John Croiset says that the fourth disposition which we must have for this devotion, that is this devotion to the Sacred Heart, especially if we wish to taste all its sweetness and derive from it all its advantages, is interior recollection. God does not make his presence felt where there is turmoil. A heart completely unguarded and the soul in continual exterior distraction and occupied with a thousand superfluous cares and useless thoughts, is hardly in a state to listen to the voice of him who communicates himself only to a soul, and who speaks only to a heart in solitude. In the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 14, we read this sentence, "I will lead her into the wilderness, and I will speak to her heart." So God speaks to the heart in silence. And you know, in the wilderness is a place of deep silence, deep and prolonged silence. And so there the soul easily hears the voice of God speaking in the depths of the heart. We need to create this wilderness, this desert within us. And when I say desert, I mean a detachment from all the noise of this world, to remove all the noise that comes from our society today and try to create an oasis of peace and tranquility within us so that we can better listen to the voice of God which speaks to us, who speaks to us in the depths of our heart. Perfect devotion to the Sacred Heart is a continuous exercise of love for Jesus Christ, and it cannot therefore exist without recollection. Jesus Christ communicates himself in a more particular way to the soul by means of this devotion. The soul therefore must be in peace if it wants to receive completely and fully the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. It must be disengaged from the distractions and the tumult of exterior things, and be in a state to listen to the voice of our amiable Savior, if it wishes to taste the singular graces which he confers on a heart that is free from all that can trouble it, and is occupied with God alone. This interior recollection is the foundation of the whole spiritual edifice of souls, so that without it, progress towards perfection is impossible. The reason for this is that in order to advance towards perfection, one must necessarily unite oneself more and more to God. Now, without interior recollection, one cannot unite oneself to God, who will make his sojourn only in peace of spirit and in the retirement of a soul not dissipated by different objects, nor troubled and distracted by exterior occupations. St. Gregory remarks that when Jesus Christ wishes to inflame his soul with his divine love, one of the first graces he gives it is a great attraction for interior recollection. It's as it were, the Lord draws the soul into a certain environment of peace and serenity in order to prepare it to receive its greatest gifts. It may be said that the commonest source of our imperfections is the want of recollection and of vigilance over ourselves. We easily fall into faults because we are dissipated, because we allow ourselves to get distracted by 1,001 things. And so we lose our focus and attention in our struggle against our defects and vices. And we easily fall, you know, into these imperfections. The devil easily catches us unawares because we have lost our focus. We are not recollected. And so we do not see it, you know, we do not see the temptation of the devil when it comes. This is what stops so many people on the road to perfection. That is the lack of recollection. The lack of recollection causes the soul to find scarcely any relish for the holiest exercises of devotion. A man with little interior life is never devout. Why is it, says a holy man, that so many religious, so many devout people who have such good desires and who seem to do all that is necessary to become saints, nevertheless draw so little fruit from their prayers, their communions, and their spiritual reading? And that after practicing all the exterior exercises of the spiritual life for so many years, they can hardly see any profit from them? Why is it that directors who conduct others on the road of perfection remain themselves in their ordinary imperfections? How many zealous men, how many workers who labor with such ardor for the salvation of souls, how many people who give themselves to good works suffer nevertheless from the violence of their passions, are always subject to the same faults, make hardly any progress in prayer, pass their whole life in a sort of languor without ever tasting the ineffable sweetness of peace of heart, and are always uneasy, terrified by the thought of death, and disheartened by the smallest accident? Does not all that come from their negligence in guarding their hearts and keeping themselves in recollection? These people abandon the care of their interior and give themselves too much to the exterior. This causes an infinite number of faults to escape their attention. 1,000 unconsidered words, bouts of ill humor, unregulated movements, actions from purely natural motives. These would not happen to them if they had an actual intention to regulate their interior conduct, and if they guarded themselves a little in their activities to prevent their passions, which find their nourishment in this external activity, from being strengthened all the more dangerously because the passions disguise themselves under the appearance of zeal and virtue. It is usually difficult to strike, you know, a very good balance between apostolic activity and prayer life. Yet it is important that we are able to have a stable equilibrium between the works of charity that we have to perform towards souls in the exterior life, and also the life of prayer that we must live ourselves, our love, our charity for God, which must also be very, very vibrant and intense. it's a very bad mistake to dedicate all our strength, all our attention to works of zeal, to works of evangelization, and neglect the most important thing of all, which is a deep and intense prayer life, a strong relationship of union with God in the interior life and in the practice of the Christian virtues. We must then confess that interior recollection is so necessary for the perfect love of Jesus Christ and for progress in the spiritual life, that a person will advance only in proportion as he gives himself to this exercise. If we do not take care to keep ourselves recollected at the time of action, we shall draw little fruit from even our best actions. Let us keep silent if we wish to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. Let us keep our souls away from tumult and the embarrassment of exterior things in order to be at liberty to converse longer with Him, to love Him ardently and with tenderness. The devil knows only too well the great advantages to be derived from this interior peace and guard over the heart. Accordingly, he uses all his cunning to make people give up interior recollection. Whenever he despairs of making them leave off their exercises of devotion and their good works, he endeavors to make them concentrate all their attention on exterior works to the detriment of their devotions, and to induce them to leave their entrenchment where they are. Where they were, so to speak, protected from all his darts. When a soul gives way to the satisfaction found in a large number of exterior actions, when a soul is pleased with the illusion that it is doing much for God, it becomes dissipated and insensibly loses its union with God and that sweet presence of God without which one may work much and accomplish little. A dissipated soul is like a stray and wandering sheep that is soon devoured by the wolf. Such a person may think that it will be easy for him to return into himself. But besides the fact that this presence of God is a grace and that is not always at his disposal, he scarcely finds himself in a state to rid himself of the 100 exterior objects which occupy him. He has lost the taste for spiritual things by the too long sojourn which he has made in a strange country. The remorse and anxiety which he feels as soon as he pays some attention to himself causes this interior recollection to become a torture for him. He is dissipated and he loves dissipation. One who gives himself too much to exterior activity, too much to dissipation, will find it difficult to draw himself away from the attraction of these things. Even when he should try to do it, he will immediately feel a certain longing. The Father John Crassus says a certain remorse for these exterior things, just like the Israelites, you know, when they left Egypt and Moses was leading them through the desert to the promised land. Every now and then the scripture tells us that the Israelites, they felt a longing, you know, for the food and the life they lived in Egypt. They felt, you know, a desire to return back to their old ways. That's how we feel also when we give ourselves completely and for too long a time to too much exterior activity, we find it difficult to draw ourselves away from these things, and the practice of the interior life becomes a torture, becomes very hard to live. So we can imagine what loss a soul suffers that allows itself to be completely immersed in exterior things. What inspirations, what graces does it not render useless And of what favors does it not deprive itself by the want of recollection? To avoid this evil, we should take great care to keep ourselves always in the presence of God, and to preserve the spirit of recollection in all our exterior occupations. Some saints give this admonition: the hand at work and the heart in God. It is necessary that while the mind works, the heart be in repose and remain immovable in its center, which is the will of God, from which it should never separate itself. To acquire this interior recollection, which is assuredly the gift of God, but which God never refuses to those who ardently desire it and who take the means to obtain it, we must accustom ourselves